Tamala Rich. Welcome to the series, Life Lessons from the Road. If you're listening to this on New Year's Day, 2013, Happy New Year. Today I want to talk about resetting, because New Year's Day is often a day that we, you know, take stock in the year that we just finished and make our plans for the coming year. I call that pushing the reset button. But the truth is, you can push your reset button any day. And believe me, there are days when we need to push the reset button a couple times in a day. I'm not a self-help professional. I'm just a person who's had an experience, or a set of experiences, and I'm eager to share them with you. So I want to start this series off by recommending a book by Harvard Business Professor Rosabeth Moss Kanter. She wrote a book called Confidence: How Winning Streaks and Losing Streaks Begin and End. And I want to recommend this because it's so fundamental to my understanding of my life and where I have been and how I'm going to get where I intend to be. She talks about how when people around you believe that what you're doing is going to be a success, or when you've had an element of success, that people support you. They applaud. Think about a parent who's applauding a child taking first steps, right? So if people around you believe that you're going to succeed, they encourage you. You get that great energy. They put you in touch with people who can help you. They fund your endeavor, et cetera, et cetera. And on the other hand, if people believe that what you're doing is a bad idea, it's going to fail, then they'll send you bad energy, that you know you're always defending yourself, but also they won't put you in touch with people that they believe might be of help, right? Nobody wants to tap out their network for a loser. So this is really important, because as you're thinking about what's coming up in the following year, in this coming year, and you're thinking about how you're going to make this thing happen, if you can't point to at least a handful of people who are going to be supportive of you, even if it's, you know, not material resources, even if it's just by saying, you are the greatest, you're going to succeed, I love you, I mean, that means a lot. If you're not walking in those circles, if you're not walking in those supportive circles, you need to take a walk elsewhere and find those supportive people. I had to do a lot of that in my life, and I'm so glad that I did. So in 2010, when I first said, I'm going to ride a motorcycle from North Carolina to Oregon and back, first of all, I had no money to buy a motorcycle. I had no motorcycle training. I mean, it was just a harebrained idea in the vision of most people, I think, around me. But in the vision of a select few, they said, Tamala, if you're serious about this, we will help you. And they did. And I got training, and I got a motorcycle, and I got couches to surf. I got money for the road. I have never told this in public, but coming back that first year, I didn't have enough money to make it all the way back from Oregon all the way home to North Carolina. I didn't have enough money. And I just set out anyway. I said, well, I got to get home anyway. I'll just see how it pans out. And a miracle happened. A friend of mine, who I didn't know very well, really, he was a social media friend more than anything. While I was on the road, he had been fighting with the IRS for like 3 years about a small refund. I mean, in his life, it was a small refund. It was like $1,000. And he had just written it off. He just thought he would never see that money. Well, it came. It was like a windfall. Just out of nowhere, he got this check from the IRS. And he was a backer. He was enthusiastic about what I was doing. And he PayPal'd me that money. I didn't ask for it. I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know it was, you know, even a possibility. And $1,000 shows up in my account. It was enough to get me home. This is what I'm talking about. And when you're doing the thing you need to do, you just have to let yourself be open to miracles. And I don't want to sound too woo-woo and out there, but I have to claim my experience. And that's it. So today, as you're hitting that reset button for the next minute or the next month or the next year or decade or whatever it is. Believe that there are people out there who want to help you succeed. And you need to just find them and let them do that. I'm Tamala Rich. See you tomorrow. Throttle up.
For more about me, go to TamalaRich.com.